on making their own liquor. Did you ever hear of
that? Yes, I heard of it, yes.
What would they call it? That?
I know whiskey stills. You know, they had their whiskey stills. And then, now I remember, I don't know how he did it, but I remember one time my daddy made some homebrew.
Homebrew, they call it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know how he did it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, did they call it, like, was moonshine?
They would
use that word in talking about that type of...
Yeah.
Now, that would be different from homebrew, though, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Because that would be more harder.
Harder.
From what you said, I thought it must be, another thing I meant to ask about as far as eating at breakfast stuff, did they have those things, you know, like you make a batter and fry like 3 or 4 of them at a time and stack them up?
Pancakes.
Pancakes,
they call
them
pancakes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, now, what would you pour over the pancakes?
We use sorghum molasses.
What would be the difference between like molasses and syrup?
Syrup is an artificially made thing, isn't it? And the molasses is, well, it's just the real stuff.
It's the real, genuine type.
Uh-huh. We had our own sorghum. We cut our own sorghum and took it to the mill, and they made it into molasses for us.
So you knew yours was genuine.
It was the real stuff.
Yeah. That's really interesting. Well, do you remember, when sugar was not sold in packages, when they just sold it, weighed it out there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, would they call that selling it?
I don't know. I know we bought it by the pound. I guess a book, maybe.
Now, did you remember your mother making preserves, and did she make?
Mm-hmm. She made preserves, and. Sometimes she'd make jelly. Of course, it took so much sugar.
And
oftentimes she'd run out of sugar, and I know we'd be hungry for a cake, and she'd use molasses and make a molasses cake, and it was very good.
Well, what about on the table to season your food with? You'd have shakers of.
Well, we had salt and pepper.
Yeah, just like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What would you call inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat? Would be the.
What we call it? Seed, I guess.
What about inside?
Maybe a pit.
Oh, maybe a pit.
Uh-huh.
What about inside of a peach, the part that you don't eat?
It seems to me like we call that a kernel.
A kernel?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And what about the type of peach that separates easily?
A freestone.
Freestone, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the other one is...
It's a cling.
You were telling me, about the peanuts and everything, that you'd shop the peanuts. Did you ever hear of another name for peanuts besides peanuts?
No.
No, goobers. That they,
we did too. Uh-huh.
Well, they have, of course, I know they'd be in the ground, but on trees, what other kinds of nuts would they have?
We had walnuts. Mm-hmm. And wild pecans, hickory nuts.
Oh, hickory nuts too, yeah. Well, do you remember, could you buy citrus fruit and things in those days at the store?
If they had it, we didn't know anything about it.
I was just wondering if they ever had shipped in any things like
that. I'm sure they did, Dana. They may have, in Far City, but we had a general store mercantile at Caldwell, and that's where we bought all of our food that we bought. We bought very little, but it was, and of course they just had the staple things, nothing fancy or anything like that.
Well, when they first began, did you begin